This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Since the start of President Trump's new term, the Pentagon has been removing Defense Department web links on some minority war heroes on claims that they are DEI, a term those officials use in a negative way. KYW special contributor Larry Kane has this Sunday commentary.
After 2 months, the Trump administration is going fast forward in its program to eliminate diversity efforts in government, business, and education. But an offshoot of it is getting pushback at the Pentagon. The Defense Department started eliminating links to websites saluting the courage and valor of blacks, Latinos, women, and Native Americans. Some examples: Native American code talkers who helped our country win the war in World War II in the Pacific, the first woman to serve as a fighter pilot, web information on minority efforts to fight the air war, especially the black pilots known as the Tuskegee Airmen, and one that stood out, Jackie Robinson, a World War II vet who was, of course, the first black player in the major leagues. But there has been pushback. Already, the Tuskegee Airmen have been restored, and Jackie Robinson's web link is back. The press aide who defended the Robinson story has been reassigned. The lesson? Public pressure works. In comparison, many non-minority heroes remain in, along with Irish-American John Barry, a revolutionary naval hero. Our own Commodore Barry Bridge is named after him. Larry Kane, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.